What are we most excited about today, Schwani? Maxwell Street reopening.
Exactly.
It was
closed all year last year.
Oh, heartbreaking.
Just back open for business now.
Completely heartbreaking. And, you know, we talk about Maxwell Street all the time here on the Sunday morning show. And we have Nikki Butler on the line with us, who is the manager of Maxwell Street Market. Nikki, welcome to WGN and congratulations on the reopening today.
Thank you, guys. You warmed my heart when I heard how happy you are that we're reopening. So I hope that that you guys have a moment to stop down today. We would absolutely love to see you.
I would love to come down there today. So explain how this is going to work now. You know, before I want to talk a little Maxwell Street and the legend and you know all that, but just real quick, is it business as usual? Have things changed at Maxwell Street because of COVID?
The answer to both questions is yes. Yes, it's business as usual for us. But yes, things also have changed up a bit. So the first big change would be our schedule this season. Instead of being here every single Sunday, we're going to be joining you every first and third Sunday. So today being the first Sunday in June, we are here for our first day back. Although we do hope that when we get to 2022 post-pandemic that we'll be back with you guys every single Sunday again.
Okay, that's great. And are there any protocols going on there that people should know about before they come down?
Well, we are asking that people still, you know, wear their masks. Yes, we know it's hot. Yes, we know, you know, all of the things that we're seeing on the news and how those things are changing every day. But with our bridge phase that we're still currently in, at least today, we are asking folks to wear their masks certainly as much as possible.
Yeah, okay, all right, so be aware of that. Social distancing at all, anything like that to be aware of?
Yes, I mean, we are certainly, you know, it looks, as I've been outside today, it looks as though everyone's doing fairly well, so this whole year has taught us all how to stay away from each other together, if that's a thing.
Yeah.
But we are doing it. You know, people are certainly here and happy to be back, so I've seen a lot of folks that were almost ready to hug each other, and then they go, wait, are you vaccinated? And they start hugging each other because they found out that they were. So that's a very wonderful thing.
Right.
That we've got so many, you know, returning vendors and returning visitors, you know, so many wonderful faces to see and see again, and that they can actually all hug each other because they're verifying each other's vaccination status.
Right. It's got to be just such a great reunion there, I would think, of the people, the merchants, the people who are Maxwell Street regulars. To see each other again.
Yes, it is. I can honestly tell you, I have cried off all of my sunscreen today. Just and those were happy tears, just because I'm so happy to see them, and they're so happy to see each other, and it's just such a really, really neat thing to see. You know, that you didn't really know that. You know, when we closed over a year ago, what everyone thought was just going to be a couple of weeks away, you know, would turn into 16 or 17 months. And, you know, it really is like missing your family. So I, you know, tried to keep in touch with as many vendors and, you know, of course, they keep in touch with each other. But it really is like a family reunion out here today. So and I think that our visitors are feeling that same love. So there's a lot of fun and a lot of silliness in
good.
A good way
That's
going
good.
On today.
Yeah, you got to have some fun out there, right?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
You have to. I would think it's got to be emotional for people as they, not only the vendors and the people who work there, but for people who are coming there, that it's so iconically Chicago. And
yes.
Now, and also representing that things are getting back to normal. Maxwell Street
yes.
is back open.
I think
open
that's
again.
The best feeling is that things, you know, are just starting to feel a little bit more normal. You know, and I think that's what a lot of people said. And they, you know, even said, you know, to me, I have a vendor who's been here. I think he's been doing this since maybe 1966 or so.
Wow.
And he said, I had nothing to do on Sundays. And I was like, I'm so sorry. You know, but he was here before I got here this morning. So if that's any indication as to the joy and excitement, that was building, and just how happy people are just to be back, and happy that we are back.
Oh, he was so happy to be back out there. He beat you. He beat the boss to the gates.
He beat me in, and I was like, "No, wait a minute! I usually get here and turn the lights on and make the coffee. What are you doing here?" But yeah, he was here when I got here. It's wonderful. It's wonderful to see, and we're looking forward to, you know, to welcoming the city of Chicago back. So we are back today with we've got, you know, new vendors that are, you know, trying us out for the very first time. A lot of returning vendors, of course. And then we have some vendors who are still on their way to us. So they may be joining us by the third Sunday this month.
So, just kind of walk us through. I mean, for people who have never gone to Maxwell Street, don't know anything about it, kind of walk us through. Let's say we're at one of your entrances.
Okay.
Which are Desplaines and Harrison, Desplaines and Taylor Street, and Jefferson and Polk, if anyone's interested. Let's say that we're walking in. What is it that we're going to see and experience?
You are going to how do I put it into a few words? Here at Maxwell Street, we're kind of part farmer's market, part flea market, part festival. And I don't know that there's one word for that. Maybe we'll just go go with festival to keep it easy. That's really it. We've got vendors selling just about anything you can imagine. I may or may not have bought 6 pairs of socks this morning. Don't tell anybody. I also bought a Cuban sandwich from one of my of my new vendors.
Very nice.
Yeah. There's funnel cakes. There's churros. There's Italian ice. There's comic books. I have a vendor who actually has a lot of vintage comic books, and I am not a comic book collector, but it does not stop me from going over there saying, "Okay, what's the one I should see this time?"
Right.
And he pulls them out for me, bless his heart, every single time I ask. But we have someone out selling vintage and rare records. We have plants. We have our produce vendors. So if, you know, you're passing by and you feel like you need an orange or a banana, we got you covered.
Yeah. I was talking about going to my first farmer's market in 14 months yesterday. Yeah. But, I mean, coming to Maxwell Street, I happen to be out in the Oak Park area. So I went out there. But, Maxwell Street is essentially like a farmer's. I mean, part of it, it's part of this hybrid that you were talking about.
Yeah. Where it literally is farmer's flea and festival.
Yeah. It's the three F's of life, right?
Yes. Yes. So, I mean, so literally all of that and more, if I can honestly say that. So, you know, we've got, you know, housewares, resale, some retail clothing and, other accessories. We've got, actually, we have a great DJ out here today who is giving us a little musical backdrop.
I was going to ask you about music because the live music was almost always so much a part of the Maxwell Street experience. I mean, some of the great blues artists ever.
Yes. Ever.
Got their starts playing at Maxwell
Street. When I started working here, I had to brush up really quickly on my own history, you know, so that I could speak about it as someone who's known these things for a long time. And I am always amazed when, you know, when I hear things or, you know, see new things and someone says Maxwell Street, you know, it's kind of like you can be anywhere in the city and someone says Maxwell Street and I go, wait, did you just say Maxwell Street? You know, and I always so I'm usually out ear hustling. I have to admit that. And certainly, you know, around some of the blues circles. But when people say Maxwell Street, I'm always amazed, and I feel like a lot of times I'm sitting at the feet of my elders learning those stories.
Sure.
So that is wonderful.
So the live performers are still part of the experience?
Absolutely. Yeah. Absolutely. I have not seen our performer for today yet, but we typically do on our Sundays have a live blues performance.
Yeah. Okay.
Most of our day here. Yeah.
All right. It's still early. It's only been open for an hour or something.
When you get here 5 hours ago, this feels like lunchtime.
I know. Yeah. Yeah. I get it. A lot of people are just now discovering that Maxwell Street has reopened again. So
yes, we've been kind of on our own campaign, our own blitz tour this week, trying to remind folks that we're back.
Yeah. I only found out because I occasionally check your website because, I'm such a fan.
Oh, nice.
That I wanted to see, and it popped up June 6th. I was like, whoa, that's today.
That's today. That's right now. Yeah, that means you can come by and have a Cuban sandwich with me. Right. I think I'm going to have another one.
Are you ready for a second one? Okay.
Yeah, it might be.
Yeah, well, you know, I was going to ask about that also, because the food experience of Maxwell Street is also iconic as well. We were talking about this earlier, and all I had to say was grilled Polish sausage and grilled onions, and people said that's the official smell of Maxwell Street.
That's the official smell of Maxwell Street. Let's see. If I'm going from memory right now, because I did say I was going to try to eat my way through the market today. So I did start, like I said, with my Cubano.
I like a person who starts the day with a Cuban sandwich, by the way.
Hey, why not? I like what to do.
When that is your breakfast, you know that you're serious.
I'm on my way out. I'm on a hot hunt for a Oaxacan tamale too. So I'm going to make that happen.
Very nice.
Yeah. There's, also the churro factory is out here. They've got their lovely churro truck. So all the churros you can eat. They've also got funnel cakes out there, though. Can you tell this is going to be a problem come 3 o'clock today?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I'm going to need a forklift to get out.
You're going to sleep well tonight is all I can say, Nikki.
Oh, yeah. I'm already trying to figure out what food item will travel the best so that I can buy it and take it home and have
it
for dinner.
Take it home. Nice. Yeah.
It's ridiculous. It is. It's ridiculous.
I love it.
But lots of good stuff out here today. I am overjoyed to be back and to be eating my way through the market.
Yeah.
So anyone that comes today, go take your own personal food tour. Eat everything twice. Bring the kids. We are certainly a family friendly market.
Yeah. Now,
we also
explain where you are now, because I mean the market moved several years ago and it's no longer actually on Maxwell Street. But
correct. So we moved from Maxwell Street to Canal Street, and then we because of all of the stores and everything that were put there on Canal, we are here on Des Plaines, which is a pretty easy, pretty nondescript street. But certainly one that is large enough to hold our wonderful market. So our location, if you're putting it in a GPS or need to tell an Uber driver or even put it in to your CTA tracker, is 800 South Des Plaines.
Okay. Yeah. And it's just you pop right off the expressway. Very, very easy to get to. I'm going to check in with you from time to time.
I would love that.
One, to, find out what's going on at Maxwell Street, too, just to make sure that you're, healthy after eating so many Cuban sandwiches in one day.
Yes. I'm going to need that. Definitely going to need that.
It's great to talk to you. Congratulations on the reopening. We couldn't be happier for you.
You guys, too. And again, we'd love to see all of our residents from the city of Chicago. So come by and see us. I promise it'll be a good time.
I know a little radio show that would love to come down there and do the show there one of these Sunday mornings. We have to figure out the logistics of trying to do that.
I would love that. I already have the perfect place to put you guys. So perfect. You come on down anytime you're ready.
That sounds great. Nikki Butler is the manager of Maxwell Street, Chicago, that is reopened officially today.